Welcome to the second hour of the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. The Legal Defense Fund is a nonprofit organization that advocates for local food rights, protecting small farmers and pursuing public interest litigation to protect the rights of consumers. We have memberships for both farmers and consumers, and farmer members may be eligible for legal assistance. Our website is www.farmtoconsumer.org. The Food Rights Hour is radio broadcast live every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Central through www.republicbroadcasting.org. All of our PN shows are archived and are available through a small subscription fee if you want to check that out on their website. My name is Judith McGarry. I'm hosting tonight. Those of you who've been listening for the first hour already know that. But we're having a fun show tonight with Dr. Will Winter. And as we went to the break, I think Tom from Florida was about to ask a question about a problem with one of his critters.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Tom.
No, it wasn't really a problem. I was just wondering if the doctor had ever used something called, or heard of something called black salve, which is very successful in the curing of skin cancer. And apparently, I've never tried it on animals, but I know it works on people because I've used it myself. And I've heard, if you go onto the websites about it, that there's been some there's been success taking it internally.
Absolutely. I've been using black salve for various things with animals and people. I have to say, though, in the same sentence that black salve is one of the most dangerous compounds you'll ever put your hands on. And people have created major craters in their face or their arm or their leg using black salve because it is necrotizing. That is, it's like it eats flesh, and it eats good flesh and bad flesh alike. So I would say that, there's a kind of a myth that everything herbal is safe, everything pharmaceutical is dangerous, and neither of those are true. You know, there are certain times where pharmaceutical drugs are what you want. But there are times when herbs are nasty, and I'll give you an example. A lot of the herbal wormers are pretty harsh, pretty violent. And there was a time when that was all we had, and we used some of the more violent herbs that are purgatives. But like I say, black salve is a wonderful thing. It's a godsend. It's a miracle worker. I'm really glad to see more and more people doing it. I would just recommend that nobody try it at home. It's one of those medicines I would recommend personally that you only use in the presence of a bona fide herbalist.
Okay.
That's my caveat.
The other question or the other thing I was going to mention, have you ever heard of, we found a paper, it was written back in the 50s, and it was through, Bowling Green State University, and a guy named, Dr. Edgar Palleria, I think he was a doctor. Anyhow, they were using, and the paper describes how they were taking care of, the paper is titled, A Non-Surgical Treatment of Opacities of the Lens and of the Cornea. And what they use is a plant that is Southwest, California, Guatemala. It's known as Sedum praealtum. I think the name down there is Santa Apollonia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also known as, I think, green coxcomb.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you just squeeze the juice of it onto the eye. And they started experimenting with dogs, and it worked quite well. Then they used it on people, and it also worked very well. Have you ever heard of it?
Unfortunately, that doesn't mean it's bad. There's a you could write a book about what I don't know. And that'll be in the book. I have not had a personal experience with that herb. And, that's part of my problem of being a jack of all trades and master of none. I have become certified in acupuncture, homeopathy, and herbal medicine. But that means you can't go as deep as you'd like to as if you were a specialist.
We'll pick up right after this break. Thank you.
Attention. Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. I want to pick up on something, actually, Tom, that you sort of said when you first called, and you can tell me if I'm misinterpreting what you said, but I've been thinking about this as you and Dr. Winter have been talking. You called and you sort of said you were hoping you weren't going to get in trouble with Dr. Winter because, you know, his response to someone whose animal's sick is, well, why is this animal sick? And then he brought in the black salve and cancer treatment. And I'd love to hear Dr. Winter's comments on this. My take on it is, you know, if you're presented with an animal or a person that's got a tumor, you know, and if I had that, you know, there's sort of a dual approach. One is there something that can help treat that specific problem? You know, we don't want to let the tumor grow and just take off and potentially metastasize or overcome an even bigger problem than it is. And so perhaps you use something like black salve. And at the same time, you look at it and you say, well, why did this problem develop? What's going on with this person's nutrition? What's going on with their toxicity levels? What's going on with the animal's stress levels? What sort of conditions are they being kept under? And so while you're treating sort of the acute symptom, you're also looking at the holistic picture. Is that where you go?
You hit the nail right on the head, Judith, to correlate those two issues are exactly related. And just in Tom's questioning, I saw something. I've been a holistic veterinarian for over 30 years. And to be honest with you, people don't want to hear why they got sick. They want the silver bullet. And I, as much as I love, I take herbs personally every single day of my life. I'm not a practicing veterinarian anymore. I should add that. I teach and I consult. I'm not in practice anymore. So I don't prescribe herbs, but I recommend them. But I want to say how quickly that goes to the silver bullet. You know, it's like, hey doc, what do you got that I can throw at my cancer? You know, and like I say, it's very hard for me to, make it not sound like I'm poo-pooing, these herbs. I'm not at all. They're incredible. But like I say, it's so much human nature to get off of the true cause. And as you said, now the number one cause of death of pets in America is cancer. It's the number one cause of death. Cancer. It's an epidemic. It's a holocaust. And so we've got to look at where this is coming from. And the tail end of my practice is you might say fame grew, is people dragging in, let's say, a 12-year-old poodle, diabetic, blind, bad heart, skin falling apart, joints creaky, and now he's got cancer. And we want to do something holistic. You know, and, you know, I'm being snotty here, but you just want to just slap them. You know, it's like, where in the heck were you 12 years ago when you had a puppy? How many people come to a holistic doctor and say, I have a baby, I want my baby to be healthy? How many people come to a holistic vet and say, I have a puppy and kitten, and I don't want to ever have cancer or these chronic degenerative diseases? Can you tell me what to do? Can I pay you to tell me what to do so he will not get cancer? You know, I would just faint, probably.
But I'm going to challenge you back. Wait a second. I'm going to challenge you back because of what you said at the very beginning about people only changing when there's pain.
Yeah.
You know, you went into holistic medicine because of problems.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's kind of what I'm saying is a lot of times when they would bring something in that was on death's door, you're our last hope. You know, and again, my brain is going, why wasn't I your first hope? What I would say is, you know, I'm going to tell you something that's very, very painful for me to say, but I don't think there's any hope for Buffy. I think Buffy should have a pleasant time, and then when he's in a lot of pain, you should put him to sleep. But I can tell you how to never have this thing ever happen to you again with another pet when you get another puppy or kitten. And that's what, to me, the holistic reframing of it is like, and I spent a good 80 or 90% of the last 20 years of my career working with train wreck animals that had been to every vet in the state. They've been to the university. They've thrown every drug at it. They've cut all the offending parts out. And then you're our last hope, you know. And it just wore me out. So I do get snotty. It just wore me out.
But that's why I challenged you back, because human nature, and we're just as guilty of it as anybody else. So,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for bringing up the stuff you did and triggering this.
I wanted to clarify that's a more rhetorical question, as you said, is why don't we analyze together why your herd is sick? Why don't we analyze together why your dog has allergies rather than, hey, what do you got for allergies? You know, so that's the part that is the deeper, the question that gets to the cause behind the cause behind the cause, which almost invariably goes back to food. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said, let food be thy medicine. And what he was talking about is very plain to see, is food as medicine to heal the body. And we'll probably just keep coming back to that time and time again.
I'm going to cut you off, Doctor.
That's okay.
Just for a moment to make sure that Tom got to see if Tom had any other questions, and we've had someone waiting really patiently on the other line. But Tom, did you get everything you wanted?
Yes. And does he have an email, or if you can, is there any way to contact them through the website?
Right through the website, there's a button that'll hit you. Get to my email. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Tom.
Right. Bye.
Let's grab the next caller, Werner, on line one.
Yeah, good evening. I just turned in there a short while ago, and Dr. Winter, he mentioned about the soil and that there's a critical loss of humus in the soil and how to rebuild the soil.
That's right.
Well, as I say, I've been farming my whole life, and I don't see any need for plowing up forage ground, which has become basically a standard method here in New Brunswick, in eastern Canada.
Yep.
Because
right.
every time we plow the ground, we speed up the breakdown process of the humus. And plus, when
that's
humus
right.
breaks down in the soil, it adds some more of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere.
You hit the nail right on the head, Werner. That is so true. And, you know, it breaks my heart to think back in the day when we lost our great American polyculture perennial prairie. And they said that when the pioneers came here and started, they called them sod busters.
Yes.
And what they were busting was the sod. And they said when they ripped that sod, it took sometimes not one team, not two teams, sometimes three teams of horses to pull that plow. And they said you could hear the earth ripping miles away when they were ripping up that deep sod that took thousands of years to develop. Over 250 species of plants in a normal prairie. And when you walk out there today, you're lucky to find five. You know, what we call a good pasture now has 40 species. And this biodiversity is the secret of natural medicine. We need all of those plants out there making their medicines that keep the plant healthy. And this is what when we go out to a farm, when we want to take when you go to the doctor, he takes your temperature, or he takes your pulse, or he listens to your heart. What I do is pull out an instrument called a refractometer, and I measure the sugar in a handful of grass. And it's a very simple test. It's just a refractometer. It's called a Brix index. The average farm I go to has a Brix of 3. So that's a sick plant. That's a plant that's so sick it can't even make enough sugar to keep itself going. Now, we're not interested so much in the sugar. The sugar is actually the fuel that the plant uses to make the secondary plant metabolites, the polyphenolics, the tannins, the resins, the carotenoids, all these medicines that are in the plant. That keeps the plant doesn't care about you or the animal. It's keeping itself away from aphids and leafhoppers and blight and fungal infections, and it stays healthy. When our animals eat those plants with the secondary plant metabolites, guess what? They stay healthy. You don't need vaccine. You don't need wormers. You don't need pesticides. You don't need antibiotics. When we eat that animal that ate those plants, we get that medicine. It's magic.
Well, and as I say, you know, when they're being on a diet of very diverse plant species, basically the meat is more nutritional. It contains more of the essential elements.
You're a very smart man, Werner. This is
I'm not smart. I'm just down to earth.
No, that's actually wisdom that 99% of the people in America do not know. And it's essential information. And, you know, it's not anything new either, Werner. Dr. Weston A. Price traveled around the world back in the 30s. He went from the Arctic clear down to the Polynesian countries looking for people who ate indigenous food that didn't haul anything in. Because he couldn't figure out why some kids have crooked teeth, some kids have rotten teeth, other kids have beautiful snow white teeth that are all lined up. What did he find? He found out the same thing, whether you're in the Arctic or the Polynesian Islands, was the same universal truth with their diet. What did they eat? They ate a lot of fat. They eat a lot of fat. You need fat. And Americans are dying because they don't get enough fat. And you need to eat the right kind of fat, and it's the kind we're talking about, the grass-fed fat, or from the fish and the animals that eat the algae, the lichen, or the little tiny animals that eat the algae of the sea, which is the grass of the ocean. He found out that they were eating 10 times the amount of fat-soluble vitamins and minerals that we get today.
And they didn't have any cardiovascular problem.
It was unheard of. The first documented heart attack was in 1912.
Well, stay with us, and we will pick up with this right after the break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island, where the old world shadows hang heavy in the air.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We're about to go back to a fun conversation that was going on between our caller, Werner, and Dr. Winner. Wanted to give out the call-in number for anybody else who wants to call and ask a question or join in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. And I actually lost track of where we were when we got off.
Good, because I wanted to interrupt and say how nice your music is. I just love the music you have on this show.
I take absolutely no credit for it. We have a wonderful producer who picks the music, and it's a lot of fun. I like it.
I thought maybe it was living in Austin did that to you.
No, unfortunately, you know, it's sad to say I live in, you know, the live music capital of the world, and or at least the country, and, wow, I almost never go listen. And I love it when I do, but I just, I'm on the fire.
There's so many good things to do in so little time.
And you know, as anyone who farms knows what it's like. You know, planning evenings out doesn't happen a whole lot.
Well, you know, like say we're drawing so many young people back in, like you, back into farming. And when I was a kid, you could not get off of the farm fast enough, you know, to get to town to get a real job. And as Joel Saladin, the most famous farmer in America, says, farming in America is being done by D students. We've got, you know, who wants to be a John Deere jockey? It's boring. And this artisanal farming is creative and challenging. It's hard. It's very hard to do. You got to invent a lot of stuff, and you got to find your own market, and you got to make a living, and it's translate that word hard into also creative and fun and artisanal, and you can have a healthy family, raise your family in a healthy place, unlike the typical American farm, which is basically a toxic waste dump.
And Warren, I think you're calling in from Canada, right?
Yeah, I'm calling you from Canada, from New Brunswick, from the East Coast.
I think it's pretty much the same up there, isn't it, in terms of sort of the attitudes about farming and who's doing it.
Well, at one time, this province was self-sufficient, like most of the provinces and states on the East Coast. But now, 85% of the food has been shipped in.
Wow.
And about a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to someone in Maine, and I asked, how much are you self-sufficient? And the lady, she said, we are importing now 90% of the food. At one time, we were exporting food all the way down the eastern seaboard.
You know, that's really amazing, Werner. I work in Iowa a lot, and if there was a Garden of Eden in America, it's Iowa. They have 14 feet of topsoil. They have 30 inches of rain. A wonderful climate. It's flat for farming. It's heavenly, and they import over 90% of their food. And what you see when you drive across Iowa isn't food. That corn you're looking at isn't really food. That is just some kind of filler that's used for ethanol plants and feedlots. It's not even edible.
And that doesn't even touch on the whole GMO thing, which has been like my hobby horse for the last several shows.
Yeah, the GMO thing, you know, people have to realize the four main GMO foods are corn, soy, canola, and cottonseed oil. Those are the big four that if you're eating those things in your diet, you got to be really careful. Popcorn is okay. There's no GMO popcorn. Now we have GMO alfalfa. And like, say, talk about a recipe for disaster. We have almost all the farm animals in America. Instead of eating 250 plants, they're getting basically the holy trinity of corn, beans, and alfalfa, and that's supposed to keep them alive. I'm sorry, it will not. It might keep them alive, but you're going to need a lot of drugs, you're going to need a lot of antibiotics, a lot of chemicals to do it, and then they're not going to be very good for you when you do eat them.
Dr. Winters, you touched on to another problem about the increased rate of cancers, not just only in human beings, but in animals too. And here comes something else in about the healthy flora in the guts, in the digestive system. That's where, what I understand, 80 to 85% of the immune system.
That's right. About 80% of our immune system. Why did God put it in our gut? Well, our gut has to sort out over a ton of food a year. Good, bad, good, bad. You know, there's so much comes in the gut. You bring up some very good points, Werner. The Townsend Newsletter for Doctor comes out once a month. This is a vetted, peer-reviewed journal for alternative medicine for doctors. They had a cancer issue November of 2010, just a few issues ago. And in there, two Nobel laureates wrote a new understanding of how the bugs work in our gut. They set up a harmonic convergence, and this sounds wacky and like woo-woo, but it's an actual measurable vibration, a harmonic vibration, and when that's in harmony, our hepatocytes, our liver cells, can function to do what they do best, which is to remove allergy particles and carcinogens. When the bugs in our gut are not happy, when they're not buzzing in the right order, the hepatocytes stop removing allergy particles, and they stop removing carcinogens. So guess what we get? The talk I gave here in Texas last night was about the least of our brethren, I called it, is taking care of the microbes on the in the soil, in the rumen, in the chickens, and in our own intestines.
We'll be right back and pick up where we're leaving off.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund with our guest tonight, Dr. Will Winner. And, you know, anyone who's been catching the show when I've been hosting the last few times has probably had it up to here with my talk of GMOs, but, you know, you said the magic words, Dr. Winner, you know, Iowa and corn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to have to go down that road briefly, if you'll excuse me.
Just tell people to see the movie King Corn.
Well, there's that, but there's also some new stuff which really directly affects, you know, livestock health as well as human health, but particularly since we've been talking about livestock health, and that's the research that Dr. Don Huber's been trying to publicize and get word first to USDA and then reaching out to other, you know, people in plant and animal health.
Yeah,
and
this is a guy who's ringing the bell of danger, danger, danger. And he's not a Chicken Little. This is a guy who's a former germ warfare colonel in the U.S. military, and he's writing Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, to slow down on this GMOs because they've discovered this tiny little microbe that could be the most deadly pathogen that's ever been created. And it's now in chickens, it's in hogs, it's in cattle. They're finding it in anything that eats these GMO crops, and probably us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, the Iowa tie for me is they just put out, there's an Iowa-based nonprofit called Food Democracy Now that's done a wonderful 20-minute interview with him. It's just, it's an incredible piece because, you know, there's the pro-biotech guys, of course, have been attacking and saying Huber's gone senile and all of this junk. I mean, the guy's brilliant and he's been working, and as you said, you know, in plant pathology and germ warfare issues for decades.
He's the Salman Rushdie of science right now because he's a whistleblower, and we're worried about him, you know, because he's tackling Monsanto, and you know that's very dangerous. So we applaud him, and you know people can download his article in the that's from the May issue by going to acresusa.com. That's a great website. They have the largest eco-agriculture bookstore in the world. They're right out of Austin, Texas, and if they don't have the book, you don't need it. It's an amazing bookstore, but you can download their articles, and they interviewed him in the May issue of Acres USA, and it's stunning. It's depressing, but it's one of those things that we can't hide our head like an ostrich in the sand much longer.
Yeah, and I'd encourage everyone. I've got a link with Fred Walter's permission. Acres has been very gracious. You know, they're a subscription-based magazine, but they feel it's incredibly important to get this word out about what Dr. Huber's talking about. So they're making it freely available. We've posted it on our website, farmandranchfreedom.org, along with a link to the interview with Huber, his letters, you know, all the materials that are available right now on this issue.
I wanted to echo the generosity of Fred Walters at Acres USA. He has also made Jerry Brunetti's information for cancer patients available. And all these people that were concerned about cancer, Jerry licked cancer himself. He's an 8-year cancer survivor of a deadly lymphoma that was supposed to kill him, and he had 6 months to live. He cured himself, but he's Renaissance man of helping you sort your way through alternatives to chemo, radiation, and surgery. And it's stunning. You can also find this on the WestonAPrice.org website or fourfoldhealing.org, which is Tom Cowan. He's a founding board member, MD, a holistic doctor in San Francisco, and he's got some stunning information. You can cure yourself of just about any type of cancer with a lot of these techniques. It's, it's stunning, all the information that's out there right now.
And I have to say, my apologies to Werner if you're still on the line. I have managed to lose the screen, which tells me who's on our phone line. So
let's do it randomly then.
I was going to say, first of all, thank you to Werner. You triggered a wonderful conversation. It was great listening to you and Dr. Werner. And you know, if someone else calls in, Manny, you're just going to have to, like, break in and tell us, because...
May I say just one thing?
Oh, please do.
A few months ago, I came across the Weston A. Price Foundation, and what would be especially interesting for the listener, to watch four YouTubes from a symposium that was held in the United Kingdom, and they can access it by Googling Sally Fallon Morell, UK. And there was another lady who spoke there, Natasha Campbell McBride, and she spoke about the gut-brain connection.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Werner, because Natasha Campbell McBride is a brain surgeon who is originally from Russia, who made the connection between the gut bacteria and the autism spectrum, including depression, schizophrenia, ADD, ADHD, that whole spectrum, Asperger's, all of these horrible conditions that they basically, and I'm summarizing here, are a result of damaged gut bacteria. And this could be from taking oral antibiotics. Let's say you gave your kid amoxicillin because he had an ear infection. This is the most common thing in America right now. You may have permanently damaged his gut bacteria. When those little beneficial bacteria are not lined up shoulder to shoulder, you get what's called a leaky gut syndrome, where food particles can go into your bloodstream. Great big food particles. There are certain ones that are very dangerous. The ones that come from milk and the ones that come from wheat are the lactomorphins and the caseomorphins, and the root word there is morphine. These act just like morphine, so you've got a little kid that looks like he's in an opium den. And that's a perfect description of a kid with autism. And so she's got the treatment, the GAPS diet. It's called the GAPS syndrome, the gut-associated psychology syndrome. This book is available through the Weston A. Price Foundation. It's available through acresusa.com. And it's an amazing book. If you have any child, I highly recommend her book.
And
Werner, thank you so much. I heard Manny in the background saying we do have another caller.
Okay, good.
But thank you so much for calling in. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch it. We had another caller, I think, from Kansas.
Yay!
Hello,
my home state.
Hey, I heard you. I caught the first part of the show, and then I had to go back outside, but I've been taping it, so excuse me if you've addressed this. But it's Will, right?
Yes, and I said all the important stuff. I was talking on the phone, and I was waving my hands around, and I accidentally shut my cell phone off, and I just said the most brilliant things, and then I said,
and we all missed
isn't that
it.
Great? And I realized nobody heard me.
Well,
I'll probably never get it back now.
I'm sure you've heard that they're, I don't know if there's any way stopping it. They're going to build Plum Island, Plum Island at K-State, and there was just a tornado that went through there a couple years ago.
I know. I was nauseated by that. My alma mater. They're doing a lot of GMO research there now, and I'm just sickened by what's happened to the land-grant colleges. Like I say, the only thing they can do to get money is these very desperate measures. As people don't know, Plum Island is the germ warfare center for America, and a lot of us conspiracy theorists believe that's where the Lyme disease organism Borrelia burgdorferi escaped from, because it is carried by birds. There's seagulls all over. Lyme, Connecticut is about 6 miles across the water from Plum Island. And for all we know, West Nile. How do we have West Nile virus in America? That's another germ warfare bug. So just one of those things that makes us all suspicious. So you're right. Right in Tornado Alley, we're building a germ warfare center to study the most deadly pathogens in the world. One of my classmates was in the book The Hot Zone, and we had a germ escape called the Ebola virus. And when the Ebola virus escaped out of Africa, they said, oh, my God, who do we call? Well, they called the U.S. military, and one of my classmates was the colonel they called. Well, sure enough, the military had a whole lab full of monkeys that they were experimenting with Ebola as a germ warfare item. So I'm just a pacifist at heart, and I just can't just really saddens me to see this type of ungodly research happening. Yeah, so...
It's in the 90s when they had to kill a whole bunch of cattle in Britain. And was it foot and mouth disease?
It was the 2000 with foot and mouth disease.
There was two wipeouts. And then the BSE... mad cow outbreak, and we believe both of those were unnecessary exterminations. This is another conspiracy theory concept, but we believe that the British government was responsible for the creation of those epidemics. And
that's what I thought I read.
We know that you can feed those diseases right out of your herd. Those are deprived animals, mineral-deprived animals. And just with nutrition, it was done in the 30s. Dr. Ira Allison, the miracle of the Ozarks, was curing people of basically incurable diseases like brucellosis or Bang's disease or indolent fever using a cocktail of minerals. And he's brucellosis, no problem. I can feed that right out of your herd. And this was well known in the 30s. We can do the same thing with foot and mouth, with BSE, which we believe is a mineral disorder due to pesticide exposure. So, yeah, this is really, you're hitting on some hot topics that are, we don't know the answer. It's just like we're very suspicious about the causation and about the real cure. But we don't believe in coming into a farm and machine-gunning the animals. These extermination policies that they're doing with deer and elk herds, they're doing it with brucellosis. It's a simplistic solution to a complex problem that is it's fear motivated, and that's what we all do when we're afraid. We revert back to the conventional system. My God, I got to get some antibiotics. Oh my God, I got to get some vaccine.
But
oh my God, let's kill them all.
It's not just hold on. It's not just fear motivated. It's actually uglier than that. It's money motivated, at least to a large extent. So, I mean, if you look at that,
people would never do anything for money.
I don't believe that. So ignoring where it started or how it started, and you know, and I won't go there. But you know, just taking what happened in Britain with foot and mouth disease, wherever it came from, you have an outbreak. And the reality with foot and mouth disease is that even without sort of the advanced nutritional therapy you're talking about, even for you know just the regular conventional guys who don't know how to feed out, most animals are going to recover. I mean, it's not a fatal disease for most
not at
animals.
All.
And it's
no,
not
it was,
transmissible to people. There's no
follow,
human
follow the money. For those people out that are lurking out there that have suspicious minds, look up a guy named Mark Purdy. He was the Don Huber of a decade ago who was the whistleblower on BSE. And you could it's P-U-R-D-E-Y, like the famous shotguns. That was his family. Mark Purdy, he was down in Cornwall area of England, dairy farmer, had not one but two of his own dairy herds exterminated with machine guns in front of his wife and children, one with foot and mouth, one with BSE. He kind of went off the edge, you might say. He became obsessed with finding out the cure, and he trained himself as a pure scientist. He wrote a lot of information before he died at a very premature age of a very suspicious illness.
Oh, I didn't know he died.
Mark Purdy, bless his heart, is gone away with a very rare brain tumor. Yeah. It's a huge loss.
Two more things. What do you think is really causing colony collapse in the bees, and is there anything that I have wild bees on my property that I want to encourage, you know? And the other thing is, what do you think is really causing the bats?
Yeah, well, again, this is that the feedlot mentality. We call the commercial bees feedlot bees now. They bred a type of bee that's too large. They put them on artificial frames that make too large of a honeycomb. And then they truck these poor little bees that normally are supposed to read National Geographics and sit around and watch TV all winter, eating their honey. What do they do with them? They lock them up, take them down to Florida, down to Mexico, down to Texas, and pollinate the citrus crops on a semi and give them sugar water, give them high fructose syrup, and then we wonder why they're getting sick. And then we're spraying 80 known endocrine disruptor pesticides on everything that these bees are pollinating. We're making them fly as far as 6 miles back and forth from the hive. You know, this is colony collapse disorder. This is a man-made problem. It's not a disease. It's a symptom of a sick way to bastardize our use of bees as a feedlot animal.
So
you won't find
so
one
your
thing.
Your bees should be fine, you know, as long as you've got, so you know, you aren't spraying pesticides and junk everywhere. And
absolutely.
You know.
The beekeepers, I have kind of a honey emporium in my food store in Minneapolis, and I've been working with these holistic beekeepers. They're not worried at all. This colony collapse disorder is just kind of what the commercial bee industry deserves for bad management practice and abuse of bees. Bees are the salvation. You know, Rudolf Steiner, the father of anthroposophic medicine and biodynamic farming and Waldorf schools, he said the bee is the most important animal on the planet. It was like a sacred icon. He said we have to take care of our pollinators, especially the honeybees, because guess what? Humans could not exist on the planet without the pollinators.
And it really is amazing. You also, I mean, the sad thing is that what's out of your control is what your neighbors are doing. So, for instance, we talked with a local beekeeper about having some hives put on our property, you know, and he makes deals with local farmers all the time. He puts a hive there, he collects the honey and sells it, and you get a share of the honey. I thought this was a great deal.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we manage organically. We don't use any chemicals. But our neighbors grow corn and cotton. And he won't place his hives within a mile of cornfields because of all the chemicals that are used on them. You know, and he's just learned it's too dangerous for his animals, for his bees.
There was a study done using honey to kill the most deadly pathogens in hospitals now, which is MRSA, BRSA, and PRSA, these methicillin-resistant staph aureus bugs. And what they found, they tested 28 honeys, and it was like 18 of those honeys would kill the top 25 deadly pathogens, just using honey to kill the pathogens. And these would kill bugs that were resistant to the most powerful antibiotics we have, using honey as a medicine.
We'll be back for the final segment coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Let it shake a little, baby. Shake like a wild tree.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear.
Welcome to the last short segment of the Food Rights Hour, brought to you by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can visit our website at www.farmtoconsumer.org. And if you missed the show and you want to try to catch it in the archives are available at www.republicbroadcasting.org. We've been talking with Dr. Will Winner tonight and had some fabulous phone calls tonight. I really enjoyed all of them. Sherry from Kansas, thank you so much for calling in.
Last song was I Never Felt More Like Singing the Blues, which is too bad.
Well, yeah, so maybe it's not the best song to end on, but it still makes me feel cheerful.
We sound kind of downer, but what you and I are both so passionate about this food thing, and we feel so good, we have so much energy, and we're basically really healthy because of the way we eat. So our message really is good news. We do end up talking about the bad sometimes, but most of what we do is we feel like we're helping save the planet. We're keeping animals in a humane state. We're bringing carbon down out of the atmosphere, putting it back in the soil, and we have delicious food. So it's like it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. I'm going to embarrass my husband tonight and share our story a bit, which is, you know, he thinks that there are four food groups: meat, sugar, you know, fat, and carbs, starch. That's it. No other food groups. Fruits, no. Vegetables, no. You know, forget all of it.
Yep.
And, you know, his family has a history of heart disease and heart attacks. You know, men in his family often drop dead in their 50s. And
that's a fitting topic because the reason, you know, there's a lot of theories, but we know pretty much the reason people have inflamed arteries is not cholesterol in the diet. That was a misnomer. But it's eating too much sugar, too much inflammatory omega-6 fat, and a severe deficiency of omega-3 fat, and the nutrients that come from colorful fruits and vegetables. We need more vegetables, more antioxidants and protectants from the fruit, more good fat in butter, eggs, and grass-fed meat, and salmon, fish from the ocean, wild-caught fish. That's our heart story in a nutshell.
Absolutely. And with him, you know, there was no way I was going to get the brightly colored fruits and veggies in him. That just wasn't an option. But even just switching to the grass-fed meats, the raw dairy, the healthy fats, you know, made an incredible difference. I mean, his numbers, you know, but looking at the mainstream medicine conventional blood numbers, it was revolutionary in 1 year what it did to switch to the healthy fats. And this was before we started doing grass-based farming. And, you know, it really was part of what really informed our decision to become grass-based farmers, with seeing what it did for our health and what a difference it made, and wanting to be able to provide that kind of food for other people.
Do you think we'll ever get out of this bubble we're in of this low-fat craze that's killing everybody?
I think, you know, I think there's a hope for that, you know, because...
Well, I hope so.
People are becoming aware of it. There's a lot more consciousness. And I'll say, you know, I do a lot of lobbying, and that's my gig. And I'll tell you, even the staff, we took raw milk to a bunch of legislative staffers 2 weeks ago, and they loved it. And I've had staffers asking me, where can they get raw milk?
It's like a vanilla milkshake. It's delicious.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was full cream Jersey milk. And they loved it, and they were interested in it, and they wanted to know more when I went and talked with them about the farmers who were raising it. And I think there's a consciousness that's changing all over.
I think your radio show is helping a lot.
I hope so. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Wynter.
Well, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Judith.
Good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week.